Hello, everybody. This is David Guerra, and this is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 47. Episode number 47, we continue with Bad Leaders Aren't. It's a series I've started, and episode 46 has the intro. So if you haven't heard episode 46, I do invite you to jump in, to take a listen, and that'll be probably the only time I'll ask you to ever go back in any of these. And just so you know what we're talking about in this next series of podcast episodes. I'm Dave Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader, author of Great to Follow, and several books of fiction. That's right, I write fiction too. Yeah, so pretty cool. Anyway, thank you for stopping by. Thanks for your time. Thanks for listening. Episode number 47, Bad Leaders Aren't. We're going to talk about the leader who flaunts his vacations to his subordinates. Now, it's summer, so it's time off. It's time for time off, and it's time for vacations. And everyone's entitled to take a little time off. There's no problem with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I have nothing bad to say about taking time off. Everybody's got to blow off a little steam. They say worldwide, the United States is bad at taking time off. These are paid vacation days, and people don't take them. Why do they take them? Well, they vary in reasons, but one of the reasons is they can't afford. People cannot afford to go on vacations. And so that's okay. It happens. It really does. But what do we do? What do we do? Well, we take mini vacations. We take some staycations. We just hang out, as I mentioned at the beginning of this. And you heard me talk in last episode a little bit about this. A couple of years ago, I did a little contract work for an owner of a business. He was a very popular owner, a very popular business leader, very popular in his services, or high in demand. His staff, awesome staff. His company, it's grown, it's expanded. He's got several more locations now, which is even better. But something happened, and I'm not going to name names, and I'm not going to do that because that's not what this is about. And if that person is listening, I was paying attention. So, you know, I'm using you as an example because it is a classic example. And it does go on. It does happen, especially when there's such parity in the work, or there is lack of parity in the workplace as far as pay goes. And that's understandable because, you know, he's entitled to the fruits of his labor. He put in his long hours. He did his work. He built the business. And he's entitled to the fruits of his labor. But this guy made certain that everyone, I mean, even me, contract guy, made certain that everyone knew that he was taking a vacation on his own. He was going to go fly to Daytona, Florida, and he was going to do one of those racing experiences where you get to, you pay a couple of thousand or several thousand dollars and you ride in a NASCAR vehicle or Formula One or whatever, it doesn't matter. Well, let's just say it was a Formula One or Indy car. And you get to drive them on a track for like 30, 40 laps or something like that or whatever. And you get the full experience. You go top speed. You get a little training. The whole nine yards. That's pretty cool. And he was also making sure that he let his staff know that he was going by himself. No kids. No family. No wife. It was just going to be him. And it's like, well, you know, it's like I said, I understand. He is entitled to the fruits of his labor. I also understand that nothing undermines a leader more than one who brags and boasts about what she has and what she's going to do with it when she knows that those that she is bragging to are afraid to ask for a day off for fear they might not get paid or, worse, get fired. That's terrible. That's terrible. So what do you do? What can you do to prevent something like this from happening? Well, first of all, you do not have to tell everyone everything. You say you're going on vacation. That's it. That's all they need to know. They don't need to know your intimate details, who you're taking, who you're not taking. You know, recognize who your audience is what I'm saying. Recognize the fact that not everybody needs to know everything. And recognize the fact that it is not your job as a leader to tell them how much money you make. You don't have to tell them that. Because that's not your job as a leader. That is selfish. That is self-serving. That is beyond the humble brag. And what that is, it's demoralizing to your troops, to your employees, to your staff. It demoralizes them. It destroys their confidence in you. Why? Well, because they look at you, they now look at you differently. Or they are your minions. There we go. At your beck and call, you're there. They are there for just to send you to the racing experience of a lifetime. It's not what they're there for. They're there to do something good, and don't undermine it. You know, what else it does? It makes them search for a new leader. See, they want someone they can look up to. They want someone that can take them places. They want and not talking to take them to Daytona, Florida, no, but to take them to the next level. And all that will do will just move you to the position of boss. They'll go searching for a new leader. Recognize that some things you just cannot talk to, you just cannot talk about to all your staff. That's it. That's non-negotiable. Now, I'm not saying that you should be ashamed of what you have, and you should most definitely not be ashamed of what you have done to get to where you are. Don't do that. Do not be ashamed. However, what I am saying is, be cognizant of who you talk to and what you say. Always remember that no one that has made it to the top and stays on top did it by squashing and crushing the hopes and dreams of those below him. No. You'll get you to the top, but it'll also tumble you right back down. Because those that stayed at the top, got to the top, and stayed at the top, they did it by building a solid foundation based on trust and respect. Respect yourself enough to respect them, and don't flaunt what you have. Sure, they know what you've got. They know what you're going. They know what you're doing. But you know what? You don't have to rub it in their face. You don't have to rub their noses in it, because that is not being a good leader. That right there is being a bad leader. You know what? That's just getting you out of removing the title of leader altogether, let alone bad leader. Let me know what you think of this episode. My name is David Guerra, and my email address is david@daveguerra.com. And my Twitter handle is @DaveGuerra, @ and then DaveGuerra. This has been episode 47 of the Walking Leader podcast and our series of Bad Leaders Aren't. And until next time, thank you for listening. Thanks for your time, and I'll talk to you real soon.